Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show. Max will be joining us in just a sec when he sits down. What?
What's he's just gone. He's not there.
He's just gone. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing. Sean, we'll focus here on you because I know you got about 10 minutes before you got a jet. And then we'll talk to the rest of us. But you're done, man. You bested your nemesis.
Holy shit.
Well, you
shit,
didn't really
I got to say. No, it's all about me. Here's the thing. When I defeated him, I got to say, the extreme armor class construct defense setup and arrogance and manticore, but being like one hit point, that fit so right because that piece of shit ruined everything in my people's lives.
I figured he was going to be one HP when he did all that damage and he was moving so slow. And and the way that the image looked, like you picked a great image for him, Adam. I was like, I bet you that guy's a pushover.
Yep.
And sure enough, he was pushover.
Awesome. I mean, it kind of makes sense because he's such like an old fucking like rock gnome king. It's like it'd be hard for him to be like physically strong without his armor.
One of the things that I so when I make NPCs for a game, I think of three important things about them, and I focus on those things. And this one, you know, the fact that he's a genocidal monarch, that's his main thing, right? And Sean, you gave me that one. The second one was that he, I can't tell you that one. It might still be relevant. And then the third one was that he was kind of pathetic. Like he's a frail, pathetic loser. And I'm really glad that I got to show you that through the mechanisms of combat, because that's real hard to do in D&D, to like carry a character's personality into the fight in a way that you can read those things off of him. So I'm glad that that's something that that worked, that resonated for y'all.
Yeah.
So sick.
I thought it would have been hilarious though if he got up to someone, killed someone else, and then no one rolled a 24 or higher on him. That would have been great.
That could have easily happened. I mean, well, no, it just happened.
So here's the thing. You don't know that this happened. And I didn't want to tell you at the time because I didn't want to make you feel bad. But Persinigitron, that shot with the mask open, his AC was only like 12. It just, you rolled a 9. So.
Wow. You literally could. You were so close to getting that kill.
The fact that you showed up, like I had in my notes, I was like, when he sees Persinigitron for the first time, the next attack is against AC 12.
Also, too, like, you know what's even worse is that 12 was consistently what he had been rolling in the fight previous, and it wasn't enough to fight all the other like underlings and minions.
Yeah, I mean, like the expected value of the roll is 16 and a half, right? That's the thing that sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Like, oh, my God. And so 16 and a half is the expectation of an average dice roll for me. And I kept getting like 9, 11.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah.
Back to 9.
Oh, God. Oh, that, because that would have been perfect, but it's almost funnier because that's like
it is.
The
I think
exact
so.
Storyline of Persinigitron is that he just can't do it himself. He just sucks. He can't. He's bad.
Well, role-playing games work best if you let them tell you the story and then afterwards, like, put it all together. Like, if you try to force, like, if I had been like, yeah, you get a plus 26 to hit him and all this other shit, like, if you really go hard on it, it doesn't feel, like, the same. So it's better almost to be like, this is the story that the game told us and we told using the game, but, like, you don't have control over every aspect of it.
Yeah.
You tried to take the shot, you missed, somebody else cleaned up for you. It's fine.
Oh, my God. Yeah, classic day 9.
Yeah, it was good stuff. I kind of, well, how did you guys feel about Adam giving Sean the extra one HP to stand up?
I thought it was fitting. Like,
yeah.
You know, that he's being helped by the Mara, so maybe the gods were beneficial and helped him. Or it was nice to see day 9 like get a chance to finish
the
story arc.
Yeah, I knew Sean wouldn't be able to do anything of any use between when I gave him that hit point and the end of the encounter. Like, I knew he was just going to miss over and over. So it's fine. And if you look at it, that one hit point, all it meant was that he could narrate himself being conscious. Y'all take care of the rest of the fight.
It didn't actually matter as far as, like, the combat.
Yeah.
No offense, Sean.
No, it's totally fine. No, it's par for the course.
Your being there made no difference at all, you plebeian.
So now you're king, Sean. So that's any...
Yeah.
It'll probably be a long time until you revisit the show, I would assume. So anything that Adam should do as king, any tenets that you want ruled out in your kingdom that he'll carry on?
I mean, I heard something about orgies, so...
Everyone's ready to fuck!
I might message you some weeks or months down the line and be like, hey, if Person Ninja Tron had to choose one of these three things, which one would you choose?
Yeah, I would love that. Oh, that would be so awesome. I'm trying to think. Like, I mean, Person Ninja Tron, he's no dummy. Amazingly. So I mean, I do have the self-awareness that I wasn't really just me kicking ass, right? It was kind of that stuff was just a disaster. And all these wonderful people helped me out. I mean, even the initial fight with the giant toad that tonguey-tongued Berg.
Oh, that's right.
Well, that's when you had the large crossbow that you were like kind of basically like pulling back with your feet because it was too big for you.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's been nonstop people helping me out, and I kind of like that idea that we want to be helpful peoples because that's the only way that we were able to stay alive. And we also got to have some nursery rhymes about that shit, man.
Well, you got to have some bars.
The story's going to continue on through rhyme and lyric. Is that what you're saying?
And those little children that were singing, that were little children, mind you, will be singing.
Yeah, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
What the fuck's up with the children?
What's up with the blood splatter in the room, man?
So, like, way back when I was first doing the dungeon, I was like, all right, this would be a cool encounter to have. Some kind of, like, sneaky, like, maybe they're cursed or whatever. And I decided, I'm like, yeah, okay, we could make two of them were-rats. They could be secretly were-rats. And they were bitten by another were-rat or whatever, and they're cursed, and they're, like, hiding out in here, and they're going to, like, follow you and, like, fuck with you and stuff. But even before the live show, I was like, this is complicated enough. You know, we don't need that. I'll reuse that idea maybe some other time. And I put it aside. And the whole time that you guys were, like, digging around in there, I'm like, I'm just going to pretend like they are were-rat. And I'm like, I'm not going to give you any false information, but I'm not going to, like, steer you away when you're acting all paranoid. It worked great. It was perfect.
It worked great because we're so bad at rolling. And everything that we rolled was just like, well, I mean, potentially this could have actually, that's why I just kept going with it. Because every roll that I did led me to believe that something happened in that fucking room.
Totally.
Yeah, you can't tell whether or not he's telling us the truth or if he's just being like, well, you rolled a six, so.
Yeah, exactly. Roll for perception, Sean. Can you roll for perception, Sean? I was like, and then I got a 9 and nothing happened. What was that? What was going to happen?
Probably just a fuck. It was just a roll that Adam made you do.
It was just me fucking with you. Yeah. Yeah. It was just me being like, can you roll? It doesn't mean anything. I would just really like it if you rolled perception for me. Thank you. Yeah. Like, I don't. Mates,
in my head, because that dude, the fucking Shale, right?
Shale? Yep.
Shale, yeah.
That guy, he was so fucking like skittish and like traumatized. So I thought like he was just a cell across from these two fucking kids that were just like devouring people in there that ever got put in with them, and he was just like traumatized and afraid of everyone, and it made sense to me.
Yeah,
so that's why I was gonna ask when Volnak, rest, rip in peace, when he spoke up, and I didn't know that you guys weren't speaking common or whatever, I was gonna have him be like, all right, well, did preceding any of like the screams or whatever that he heard, did he also hear constructs right like preceding that, or was it just screams that he heard like outright?
Yeah, he was pretty traumatized. His memory was not very good to begin with. So
I also thought about that too, that he could just be like, there was somebody screaming, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, he was pretty messed up.
Nope. And he had weird fucking eyes too. So
I mean,
he's alive though, presumably. Alive.
He lived, yeah.
Yeah.
It's more than he can say for Volnok.
It's fair. Yeah. Well, Volnok's Holy Spirit will be reincarnated into another body, and he'll have another shot at life.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
I forgot. And his head popped off by a manticore.
Yeah. Yeah. That's rough.
Sad. Yeah. That was a brutal death.
That's a rough time to die. Giant old man head just biting you to death. Not a good thing.
That is not how he envisioned himself.
Yeah. That's bad. That's a bad grandpa, is what that is. You don't want that.
Yeah,
it was fun. It's funny. You're starting to get into the levels where I can start using things that aren't like bullshit, boring ass monsters like kobolds and stuff. I'm sick of skeletons. I'm sick of stupid goblins and kobolds.
Oh,
manticores.
Those bland ass rust monsters.
Everybody, you know, see, that's the thing, man. Rust monsters are something I can start to use, and we can start to mix up and have more different kinds of monsters. And people in chat were just going ham on me about, like, are you keeping track of how many spikes he has? I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking keeping track.
I think he used like 12 or 13.
He had three left.
Okay.
Had three spikes left, no targets in missiles, so he just went in melee. And like, yeah, I was playing him dumb, but he's also like a trained pet, right? So he's keeping his distance, flinging those spikes. And I wanted it to be challenging for you. And I feel like the challenge level was exactly where I wanted it. I think it hit exactly the right note for sure felt like a big end encounter.
Yeah, I felt like for at least for Raziel, like I got what I wanted out of him roleplay wise. I didn't want to have to deal with killing someone on the team at
That's
the end
true,
of that
yeah,
dungeon. Because I would have had to somehow act in nefarious, and it probably would have ended up with Azrael and me like fighting in some aspect. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, he would most likely win that fight. So
also considering Volnak would be on his side as well, so you'd be fighting.
I was going to smite your ass if you tried that.
Yeah. So I was totally fine with that death. Yeah. Everyone is like, "Oh, JP dies." Like, I don't fine with me. I don't. I get to make another character now. It's great.
Ow, Despy.
Yeah.
Cat is chewing on my arm.
We need to talk about, and then we'll let Sean go because I need. I know he needs to, but what Even are you taking item wise, Sean, from the rest of us?
Ow!
Are you gonna take the gold?
Take an ow,
dude. No, I'm just taking gold. Like, I mean, there's.
You gotta rebuild your city.
There's nothing else that I can even wear, or like, I can't carry that much. So I want the dice. I do want those.
The more gold you give Prisnitron, like, and I won't tell you what it is, but I'll come up with some thresholds, and the more gold, you tell me how much gold you gave Prisnitron, and I will use that to know how strong the start of the new kingdom is.
Okay. Well, that's up to Dan and Max. I have no say in that. I don't have a stake in that, rather.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably just come in as a poor motherfucker, which is totally fine. But yeah, you and Max and Dan, you guys should decide that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably have, like, 4,500 gold.
Yeah. I have enough to buy plate, which makes me happy.
And Berg doesn't have any armor at the moment.
I don't have any armor. Yeah. So I should probably buy some armor with that too. Yeah. What's the best armor that Berg could probably get that he'd wear?
Did Berg hit level 4?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Then we both get the level then. That's awesome.
Yeah. So you should think about between now and the next session, do you want to take a feat or you want to take a bonus to your stat?
Skill point. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Feats are like ungodly good. That's what that healer
feats are really.
Kit, yeah.
Feats are really good in certain circumstances. A stat boost is good all the time.
You can
make that call yourself.
I'll have to look at the feats and stuff and take a look at what I could potentially get from that. But yeah, feats would be really good.
Well, Sean, I think we'll let you go here and we'll probably continue on with the three of us.
Okay. I wanna try this one more time though. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Despy. Okay, all right, she's ready, okay? Despy, if you're happy and you know it, then go meow. Guys, it was really fun being on the show. I'm fucking hanging up right now. This sucks a lot.
All right.
So can I hang up? Will this just break your formatting?
I'll just redo it. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Bye-bye.
Guys, it was sincerely a pleasure. And Adam, the storytelling steering is amazing. It's like still blows my mind. It's like so sick. Thanks, and your hair is just fucking... I mean, so good. Like, wow. Okay, I'm going to quickly go get chicken, black beans, and some spinach so I can eat dinner before my show at 6.
Do it up. We'll see you later, man.
Cool.
Bye-bye. Let's see how this goes. Okay, I can adjust that. It's just
I'm still up here. You're in two places at once.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I deleted that. Max, are you going to roll your HP?
Max, question. Can you roll HP? Are you gonna roll your HP, Dan?
No. I did my randomness for creating him, so I'm just gonna take the safe option.
I think Berg is the one that's has Berg been the one that's been rolling. He hasn't. He's had horrible luck with rolling, right?
Did I convince you to? I think I did convince you to roll for level 3.
Yeah. What do I get immediately if I don't roll?
D12 plus your con, I think.
Yeah, a fair amount. Let me
7
just,
plus con pull, for you.
There you go. What's your constitution bonus?
Constitution is plus 1.
So you'll get 8 hit points. Or you could get potentially 13.
I think I'm just going to take the 8, to be honest.
Yeah, being on the front line as a tank, it's so important to have as much HP as possible.
I'm just going
to
take the 8.
Literally nothing else will change about your character except the ability score improvement or a feat. That's it. It's the only thing you have to pick.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take the 8. I'll just have 29 HP.
I'm trying to think of what good feats are for barbarian. If that's something, because you're gonna have to look in the player's handbook for that stuff.
Yeah.
Or you could like multi-class and take fighter and have heavy armor.
That's true. You could. Mm-hmm. That is certainly a thing. Dan, what about you? What are you getting it for? Do you know what you're doing yet?
For me, like, it's either taking the great weapon feat, where on a crit I can hit again, or take the -5 hit and then deal 10 extra damage, or get just 2 strength. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah. Mm. I'm looking at what, you can go great weapon. No, you're using that +2 mace now. I don't know if you'd want to do that. You could always take Lucky. Lucky's a pretty good ability.
It's good. It's kind of like boring because it's so good. That's the problem with like that and alertness, where it's like, well, this doesn't really fit. Like, cool, my character's lucky, but like, it's so good that it's like worth like taking. I don't know. You gotta. Yeah.
Quick question with Barbarian. At 4th level, it says you can increase one ability score of your choice by 2. So is that just like your strength, dexterity, constitution, or is it more of skills?
No, it's your stats. Everyone stats. Gets that. Yeah, it's your strength, dex, con, and wisdom.
So I can increase one of those by 2.
Yeah, so your strength could go up.
Could go up, or I could make him a little bit smarter.
What's your?
It's at 16.
That doesn't feel like an option.
If you go up to an 18, is that +4, Adam?
Yep.
So you would get another +1, so then you'd be rolling it +1. Which is, I think, 6?
I'm probably just going to dump it into strength. He's a dumbass, so it doesn't make sense to put it into wisdom.
Yeah.
Or wisdom or intelligence.
I still find it amazing that you went through there with no armor on and somehow lived.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. Well, he no never armor. Took the
Had
damage.
A shield, but that's it.
The people that took the damage were your characters and mostly my characters. Yeah. Well, at least Gideon took all the damage in that group, for sure.
Yeah.
Berg went a long while without taking any damage in that this session, and then he just like sopped up a shit ton and was just not going down.
Yeah, you got a shit ton. I'm looking at the feats right now. Tough would be decent if you're considering that. It's your hit point maximum increases by an amount equal to twice your level when you gain this feat. Whenever you gain a level thereafter, your hit point maximum increases by an additional 2 hit points. So you would get an additional 8 HP on top of everything, if that's what you're interested
in. That's pretty fucking good. Tough, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure how the Paladin was going to even turn out for me. Like, I was, like, and going two-hander. And, like, he's been, like, the total badass with certain things that have happened. Like, the rolling the 24 on the boss.
Yeah.
Hit critting left and right. Like, it's been crazy.
Yeah. I think he's actually... I'm just going to dump that extra 2 into strength right now, just so I don't forget, because that's what I'm going to do. It's already an option that I'm going to have to do. I hope. I have a feeling that I'd forget, you know?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I'm pretty into how the party is developing, and that we have, like, 2 characters from 2 different
I'm
arcs.
I'm so happy
so we'll
with
have
that.
3.
Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
that cool?
I'm so happy with that, yeah.
Because I think that,
like no
I think
angels.
That they're gonna end up, good. Yeah, they're going to end up friends because they survived, right? It'll be like... You know, Berg and Azrael stick together, and then there's a third additional character that's like outside of that arc. It's really neat seeing the kind of the mill, the like churning of the characters.
Yeah,
I found it really fascinating.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna play. I feel like we.
That's what my question was gonna be. Like, do you have any idea what you think you'll be now?
If I play, I think I'm right because I've always wanted to play a Sork, and I've wanted to play. Mm-hmm. I think we kind of need some healing in this group, so I kind of want to play a cleric.
Yeah, but clerics are a Tempest cleric is like a total badass.
We do need some healing. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, but that also means that whatever I take, it kind of pigeonholes a potential 4th person into a role somewhat. So it's something to think about. We definitely have our damage covered, so I don't necessarily think I need to play something that's going to put out a shit ton of damage. It's more just utility based. And if I was going to meta game it a little bit, we did just get that item that has spells in it that we could load into. So like playing a sorcerer would be a lot of fun with the ability to do 3 extra spells a day. Like that would be real fucking good. Sorcs at level 3 get some pretty fucking cool things with what you can do with spells. So I might go that route.
I do miss spells. Spells are so fun. Cause you can be so creative with them and figure out unique ways to use them in battle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The warlock like didn't melee, have
two melee classes though. Is like, which one do I want to hit with my weapon? It's like,
yeah,
it's not quite as in depth, but still,
I gotta be honest. I'm pretty excited about that Warhammer.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a good
fucking
weapon.
Nuts.
It's the first magic weapon that you found. So
I'm gonna roll it right now. Boom! Yeah. Look at that. What if we hit? Right, that's a hit probably.
Oh, I left. What'd you roll? Oh,
and since it's magic, you don't have to worry about rust monsters on it.
It's true.
Oh yeah, it doesn't affect. That's right.
Ain't taking this away from me. But boom, yeah, like, just rolled another one. Oh fuck! What's the damage on that? 15.
So Adam, correct me if I'm wrong. Sorcerers have access to all of the spells, but they can only memorize. I forgot how it works.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never played a sorcerer, and I don't tend to read player rules when I'm prepping. So
I think it's either
how the sorcerer works.
I think it's either you have access to all of the spells or.
The way sorcerer works is you have limited access to a handful of spells, but you can use them more often with your sorcerer points. But the wizard has access to tons of spells, but
they get less use of them.
You'd have a limited list, and then you could use them more often. Got it. Okay. Kind of like the druid. Yeah, I think.
So at level three, I would have four level one spells and two level two spells. And then I'd have meta magic as well. I could just be a huge dick and go wild magic, and then it would make every session a lot more interesting. Because I would basically be rolling on a giant table when my spells don't really work out. Or sorry, when I try to take more. I forgot what it is, but there's a caveat to where
if you roll a one or something, there's like triggers on the spells for like chaos magic. Yeah.
Yeah. Which would be a lot of fun. So I don't know. I got something to think about. And then, for patrons, I guess, I don't know if me and Adam will put that onto a video. We might, but with PAX South coming up this week, it's going to be kind of busy in terms of Adam's going to be traveling pretty much all day Thursday. And then you leave Monday, Adam, or Sunday?
I leave Monday like afternoon, I think.
Yeah, so we would have to do it like before the show on Tuesday, if anything. But I don't know. Yeah. We'll figure it out and we'll let you guys know. But yeah, I'm excited. And I got to find a fourth party member. I don't know who that's going to be. Because a lot of the other party members that would be potential people are on other shows already. So I can't really pull them from that because they're already committed. So I don't know. I'll figure it out. And I think we're good for next Tuesday, like we were saying in the live show. So that
Tuesday is the sweet spot for conventions. We can go after the show. We can come back before the next episode.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That that'll do it. Anything else you guys want to say? Any other comments?
Having Sean on the show was obviously really fun, super entertaining. Massive change in the tone of the game, but totally. I actually think that was a strength rather than a weakness. I really liked being able to like angle the game in a different direction. So I'm really excited about doing the same, seeing what the next person brings to the table and what kind of player they are.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. Mm-hmm. Dan and Max, anything from you guys you want to say? Close out.
Excited for the next show. See what happens.
Glad that people seem to be enjoying it a lot, and decided to truck on forward. See what happens. Exactly.
Cool stuff. All right, I think we're out. I think because I have Blades in 4 minutes, we have to go live in 4 minutes for Blades. Fuck, that's my line.
Good luck.
We'll see you next time, everyone. Thanks for watching. Bye bye.